Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
The three most important letters in sports. Even better than those.
TVB.
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 It's Fox 6 sports director Tim Van Voren on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN. Tim Van Voren is brought to you by The Ticket King, your local and most trusted source for Green Bay football tickets. Visit theticketking.com or call 414-273-6007.
Tim Van Voren, Fox 6 Sports, three-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year. I want to know what he's thinking about the Green Bay Packers after the win over the Bears. TVV, good evening. Take it away. I'll be listening for tone in addition to words.
Homer, you're the best. Thanks for the lead-in. I would say round one was sensational. That was great football. 21-21 football game on a brisk December Sunday late afternoon. The country's watching. The game's up for grabs. Oh, that's tremendous. So, again, round one of this matchup, which is going to be a legit matchup, in my opinion, for the next 3 years. I wasn't sure what to make of the Bears. I was impressed. I think they have a lot of pieces, and they're coming. And you know what? Green Bay still beat them by being smart. And aside from the Jordan Love interception, careful, and, you know, the better team. So I'm not sure Green Bay sweeps them. I would have thought a split was likely going into these two games, and I would still think that. But the Packers, four straight wins. It was only a month ago, Homer, when there were way more questions than answers about this football team, and they have played well, which they continued Sunday.
What impressed you most about the Packers?
I liked their game plan, which is a flip on what concerns me most about the Packers. They can't stop the run, Homer. They knew they couldn't stop the run. They wanted to possess the ball in the first half so the Bears would be on the sidelines with their running game, and it would have worked the whole game if the offense had been able to do a little bit in the third quarter. They couldn't make conversions. They couldn't get the first down chains moving, so they had to punt the ball back to the Bears, and the Bears did what you thought they might be able to do, and which they're going to think they can do again on December 20th, which is run the ball. So I like the Packers' game plan. And I would say I'm impressed by what the Bears did, too. In the first half in particular, Ben Johnson had clearly told Caleb Williams, if there's nothing there in the passing game, just throw the ball away. Just throw it away. He chucked the ball 20 yards out of bounds on multiple occasions.
He threw it further away than you've ever seen a quarterback
Absolutely.
Ever do it, right?
Okay. Because it was in his head, do not make a mistake. We're going to win. I'm saying these are Chicago coaches now. We're going to win this game on the ground. Do not make a mistake. Eventually, our running game is going to win. And, you know, it came close to being that. I think the Packers have grave concerns about stopping the run right now. That's why they're signing these big bodies. That's why they tried playing one last week. Maybe they'll try them both. Maybe they'll try him again. They have to figure out a way to stop between the tackle runs against Chicago or whoever else that they're going to play the rest of the season, but I like the fact that they acknowledged it and they had a complimentary game plan to combat it.
Have the four wins had any impact on your view of LaFleur as a head coach?
I think he's had a good month. I would say I don't think the big picture really has changed, because last year they were in very good shape until they lost their last two regular season games and their first playoff game. And then everybody had the sour taste afterwards. You know, if this still ends early in the postseason or, you know, it fades into the postseason, I think the same questions that were being asked 6 weeks ago will be back on the front burner. But I would say LaFleur has had a good month, and maybe the questions that he had to answer or the self-reflection he had to do in the middle part of this season has led him to be a better coach. I kind of want to ask him. We don't get much just kind of, hey, let's be candid time with Matt LaFleur, but I kind of want to ask him, you know, has he changed? Is he a different coach now? Has not?
See, I don't need to hear from him. I just need to hear from you, given your experience, and whether or not you think he has.
Well, I would say again, I think he's had a good month. I think the Detroit Thanksgiving game, he called that more aggressively than he normally would call. Right. He says he wants to be aggressive. He said that again today up here in Green Bay. More than likely, we want, more often than not, we want to be aggressive. But sometimes you can't be. And
what does that mean to you?
That's what he has to overcome.
I want to know what that means. Is it means they're going to run the ball even if they don't run it well? They feel like they need to do that? Or he's going to go on fourth down? What is aggressive?
Okay, if you're playing the Buccaneers and you're at the 10-yard line in the playoffs, I don't think you're going to kick a field goal.
All right?
I mean, that's aggressive, right? And, that would be a change from where he's been in the past. I think also allowing Jordan Love more freedom to throw the ball is more aggressive. It may not look like, oh, we're trying to take the long pass every single series, but allowing him to throw the ball earlier in the season, the passing game just was not as open as it is now. And some of that's because Christian Watson and Jaden Reed are back. That dovetails with this as well. But you know who their second leading receiver is this year in yards, Homer?
I have no idea. Jacobs.
Tucker Kraft. Which, I mean, that tells you something, how big he was early in the year.
I don't feel like they're missing him. I don't think they're missing him.
That's the whole thing. You can't forget how big he was early in the year.
Yeah.
And now you're seeing Wicks has a big game. Watson has a big game. Reed adds to the attack.
Wait a minute. This is all about Christian Watson, right? Hasn't he elevated? This is nice you bring up. But he has elevated himself to a number one wide receiver. That doesn't mean he's that forever. But right now, has he not performed? This is what we really loved at TVV, because when I say it, you say, has Christian Watson elevated himself to a number one wide receiver, or am I a little too early?
You might be early, but I would say one of the moves of the year by Brian Gutekunst was contract extension for Christian Watson while he was rehabbing. That he's so far beyond the value of that contract right now, and he's comfortable because he's not worried about where am I going to be next year, and he is growing into that role as number one wide receiver. You know, that play against the Bears was so reminiscent of the play against the Eagles, which we all saw the highlight of for 3 years after that, it seemed like. You know why? It wasn't because of Christian Watson. Everyone was talking about, well, look what Jordan Love can do. Because if you remember, that was a Sunday night. Rodgers went out and got hurt, and Love came in, and he threw that crossing pass to Christian Watson. It makes Jordan Love look great. Oh, that's a 60-yard pass for Jordan Love. Yeah, because Christian Watson ran away from everybody. And there was the same play against Chicago the other day. He just ran away from the Bears defense. So that is what Christian Watson can do. And I would say the contract extension to him is a sneaky move of the year by the Packers.
And clearly they said to me, Homer, you're talking about Wicks. Come on, be smarter. Jaden Reed is the man. He's number two. I'll say, okay.
Well, my reference to Wicks was Wicks did have the big game in Detroit. And that's what I'm saying is, since Kraft went down, different guys have had big games. Romeo Doubs hasn't had one in a while. Maybe it's Doubs' turn next as the wheel spins. I don't know. But obviously the Packers felt it was important to get the ball in Jaden Reed's hands. The first play of the game the other day when they had the ball. Boom. That's Jaden Reed. Boom. Jaden Reed on the ground. Boom. Jaden Reed is in the in all the route trees, even though it's his first game back off injury. So there's no doubt that Jaden Reed brings a ton to that offense. And you know, he and Watson kind of complement each other. If you think about the offense, and maybe this is where LaFleur gets more points than he was getting otherwise. Maybe he recognized we're not the same team without Watson and Reed. We need those guys back. What can we do in the interim? It had to be Tucker Kraft at that time. I don't know, but you know, the way the season's playing out with those two guys back here at the end of the year, everybody at practice today. Josh Jacobs out there riding the bike a little bit, so I mean not doing everything, but everybody back at practice, the carrot is dangling there for the Packers. It's all within their grasp. The thing of it is, last year they faded mightily at the tail end of the year.
True. Brian Bulaga wouldn't say it, but I will. A break that Elgton Jenkins got hurt. The offensive line has been better since then. Now, it could be a huge issue if they have an injury issue to deal with, but the offensive line has been better since Elgton Jenkins got hurt. J- Join that club?
Yes. The offensive line's been way better with Sean Ryan at center and, you know, 1 and 1A on that. Anthony Belton at right guard. I mean, Belton, you see his inexperience, but you also see what he's capable of doing. And now because those guys are doing what they're doing at those interior positions, I think Aaron Banks has played a lot better. Early in the year, you were kind of like, what kind of signing was Aaron Banks? And I'm not, you know, I'm not moving that up into the genius category like Christian Watson yet, but that one looks better because he's playing better too.
All right, and now my big question. Kingsley Inigbare, does he deserve to play as much as Rashawn Gary? Inigbare, excuse me.
You know what? Gary is more valuable than we all think. He does more things than we think. He made the Pro Bowl last year. People in the game think he does more than the casual observer does. So I'm not ready to go as far as you are there, but I do like Inigbare.
What has happened to Gary in 15 seconds? What's going on? Is he hurt?
My 15-second hit, how long can I stretch out? I don't know.
Right. You got that in. You can say it again. Say it one more time because it doesn't happen.
I still don't know.
And lastly, anybody in the Tim Van Voren scouting bureau that you want to mention, as you've done in the past, to watch?
Well, he's not a surprise because people can see how good he is right now, but Javon Bullard, major year two jump.
Oh. You never disappoint. TVV, thanks.
See you, Homer.
Tim Van Voren, Fox 6 Sports. We go to Pato. Next.